This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So let me ask Americans who love their electoral map the way I do.
Okay.
Are we really okay with giving Canada more electoral votes than any other state in the union, especially as a new state?
Oh, no.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
So we got to cut them up into like seven states.
Yeah.
Maybe five. That would be my
opinion.
That's funny.
That's an interesting thought. I didn't even think about it.
No
that
one's
way.
Thinking about that. They're just like, oh, 51st state.
Why the heck do we want Canada as our 51st state anyway?
Well, they got a lot of valuable stuff up there.
Like oil?
Yes.
Shipping lanes?
Yes.
Especially as the Arctic Circle starts to, not the Arctic, what is it? Antarctica? Yeah, the Arctic Circle starts to thaw.
Yeah.
And there's more direct shipping lanes to China.
That's right.
That's what they're doing.
I think they're just laying it all out there.
Right. That's why Trump wants Greenland.
That's right. But my point is, we got to stop with this 51. It has to be at minimum three or four states. I'm just being honest because remember, the electoral votes are going to go by population.
Right.
Plus, you add the two senators. You know how many people live in Canada? I know it's this big, giant piece of land, so we assume no one lives there. It's like big and giant, but no one lives there. Now, I know most people live in a small, compact area, but I think it's about 42 million people live in Canada. That would be the most populous state in the country.
In total?
Yes. That's bigger than Texas and California. So I don't know what it would be called. I'm not even endorsing this. I actually don't think it's a good idea. I just wanted to have a real conversation about the cutting it up thing because it's not 51. It's more like 55.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
Then we'd call our country the double nickel if we got to 55, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Yes. So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
So you're thinking like Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver? No, there's provinces there, Tommy.
Provinces?
There's Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Brad. Yeah.
Oneonta.
We would have to. Oneonta?
Oneonta. That's a college in upstate New York, isn't
it's
it?
Not Oneonta.
What's the one
Toronto?
Ontario.
In? Ontario. Yeah, come on.
The only reason Loogie knows some of the provinces is because that's where Bret Hart was from, right?
All the wrestlers. That's how I know Canada.
Calgary, Alberta,
Canada.
Yeah, I think we'd probably have to go by provinces, but the bottom line is we got to stop it. Whenever someone says 51st state, it actually annoys me because it's not. It would be like 54, 55. Whatever
the guy
that number
that's
is.
Running the government
All right.
is an idiot.
Shut up, Boomer. I don't know who he's talking about. All right, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019, toll-free number. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. How are you, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good. What's up?
Hey, listen, you know, first and foremost, I'm a big hockey fan. But I tell you, as a Devil fan, a season ticket holder, I don't like my player, my biggest player, playing in a round-robin hockey tournament in the middle of the season. What happens if you lose somebody big?
You're screwed. Mm,
yeah.
Right. I mean, and then the second part of this is, after they take this 2 weeks off, now the fan gets screwed because now they got to compress the schedule.
Yeah.
So now, instead of going Monday and Thursday night, I'm going Monday, Wednesday, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
I totally get all of that, but my follow-up to you, I'm just curious, Mark, because I totally respect how that affects you as a customer, a season ticket holder, as a fan. Is there any part of you, though, that wants to watch tonight and is pumped up about America winning, or do you not even care?
Well, I'll watch it because I love hockey. I don't care if it's America or Canada because, you know, it's that doesn't make a big difference.
Yeah, because it's like Canada's America, basically, I think is what he's saying. No, it's funny. I love baseball, and I'm a season ticket holder. Same old thing with baseball. And when the WBC was occurring last year and Team USA was taking on Japan in that, like, classic final, it's 2 years ago now, like, I was into it. But when the Americans lost, I went to sleep and I didn't even think about it. You know what I mean? So I don't know what that says about me. Like, I love our country. I wanted to win. But when the Mets lose, I have sleepless nights. And I do remember, and that was a great game. I went to bed and I was like, okay, this doesn't affect me. So I wonder for those who are really into it, which I completely respect, are you going to go to sleep angry the way you would if it was the Islanders, the Devils, or the Rangers? I don't know.
No. I don't think you're going to be emotionally moved like that. I think you're just interested in this game for whatever your reasoning may be. One, because you just love USA hockey. Another, just because of the politics that we were alluding to a little bit earlier. Or you just love one of the players.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think you're emotionally moved like you're emotionally moved when you're watching your favorite team. It's different.
Tim is calling from Montville. What's up, Tim?
Hey guys, huge fan. Glad I got on. It just seems to me that the last caller and Sean are pushing their pride to the back seat.
Mm.
I was thrilled when Kreider got named to the team because, as a Devil fan, huge Devil fan, nobody I want screening that goalie more than Chris Kreider, who's going to tip that in. And I'm going to be cheering and yelling for Team USA. And I'd like to ask Sean, if there's a Team WFAN and a Team USA, who are you playing for? Who are you rooting for?
Team WFAN.
That question didn't go away.
USA.
In fact, I said I would represent us in whatever Olympic sport.
He did say that if they had Radio Olympics and it was a rant-off between Sean Morash breaking down the Met bullpen versus the Chinese national breaking down whatever sports topic they were breaking down, he would represent WFAN.
Evan, I found the exact population of Canada. This is a very...
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Weird website that I'm on.
Was I right, though, about 42 million?
It is a Canadian population clock.
Okay.
Real-time model.
Oh, wow. So it's updated like every second?
As it goes.
So someone drops dead, it changes. Someone gets born, it changes.
I'm literally watching this clock go from 41,623,598 and 97.
It keeps going back and forth.
Well, one a birth.
Right.
And a death. It's just bizarre. So since midnight, the population change in Canada is plus 720.
Wow. So I was right about the population. It's 41, 42 million.
Yeah, 41 million.
Which is bigger than any state we have in the union. So just imagine the electoral power that one state would have.
Right.
which is why we can't allow it.
So it's amazing. Everybody's just so pumped up. All the things you could take national pride in, we're pumped up to beat a country that would simply just be our largest state.
Yes. Well, we haven't. Okay. That hasn't happened yet, Sean.
I'm just
and a spoiler alert for you, it's never going to happen.
I'm just saying, I'm putting things in context. In theory, we should be beating them based on the amount of people we have.
Yeah, well, if you look at it that way, then China should beat us in everything
they
based
should.
On the amount of people that they have.
They should,
there's
those
more
cowards.
There is a billion plus more people in China than in the United States.
That's crazy.
But that doesn't...
A billion.
But when we
think about that.
But when we win a gold medal in the Olympics and we have this great population advantage over another country, we don't throw it back and say, well, our population's bigger. That's like the Dodgers throwing back their World Series ring because their payroll was higher. Who cares? You're still competing.
I understand that. But I'm only saying you're like little engine then could put point of view.
No, but I'll give you another reason why the population thing also doesn't matter. We have how many people living in this country?
What's about that? 350 million, maybe close to 400 million.
Okay.
Thank God he guessed, because I have no idea.
Yeah, what would you have guessed?
2 billion?
Oh, you would have gotten 2 billion?
No.
I just told you there's a billion more in China.
Yeah, so I would have guessed like 3 billion in China. There's a lot of people. Think about how many Walmarts there are.
How many people do you think live in the world right now?
The world? Okay, so there's a billion more in China, so we're starting with a bare minimum billion. I'm going to say... 10.5 billion.
It's not crazy. It's 8 billion.
8 billion, yeah.
Okay.
Right about 8 billion. But think about it. So we have 350 million people living in this country. Our best athletes don't all play hockey. Our best athletes probably on average play football. Our second best athletes probably play basketball.
Right.
Our third best athletes probably play baseball. Our fourth best athletes, maybe that's who plays hockey. So
soccer.
Even though we've got it, or maybe it is soccer. I don't know the answer, by the way. I'm just guessing. My point is, even though we've got so many people living here, like some of the great athletes choose to play a different sport.
No, you're right.
They're probably professional in that sport. Like
right.
LeBron James decides, I don't want to play in the NBA. I just want to play football my whole life. He's probably in the NFL.
After the current census, it is 347,275,807.
There you go.
I contributed 2 to those people. you have to understand something, Evan. Of all the sports arguments we've had on this show, I don't think I've had an argument on this show where I am so in the minority that I'm looking for anything I can get here. So when I give you the population argument, just roll with it, bud.
Well, right? The first caller we took agreed with you. That Devil season
God.
Ticket holder. He was on your side.
Great Devil fan.
Let's go to Ian in Westchester. How are you, Ian?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to agree with Sean at all. At the end of the day, you know, even as a player, you say you're upset because a player is more pumped about this game than any other game. Anytime a player gets the opportunity to represent their nation or where they're from, they're going to be pumped no matter what, no matter what the situation is, and they should be pumped. And as far as like, oh, well, you're risking a player getting injured. You look at a perfect example, it's the World Baseball Classic when Edwin Diaz celebrates and hurts himself. Now, I'm a huge diehard Mets fan. Am I upset that that happened? Absolutely. 100% upset about it. Am I mad at him? No. He represented where he's from,
Ian,
and that's what he wanted to do.
Let me ask you a question. I want to follow up that. Edwin Diaz came out 2 days ago and says he wants to pitch in the WBC next season. As a diehard Mets fan, what's your opinion on that?
He should.
Okay.
Anytime, anytime a player gets an opportunity, whether it's for USA or any other nation that they are from, to represent that, how can you fault them for
Ian,
that?
Complete respect to you. What I'm kind of trying to figure out, and you're not one of them, so God bless you, is any kind of hypocrisy in this. We're trying to root that out because when I first heard about the excitement around USA Canada, my first reaction is, hey, didn't half these people crap on the WBC? Now, if you're consistent about it, like Sal, who comes on before us, I think Sal's been like incredibly consistent. He called it the worthless baseball classic, and I think he said he doesn't give a crap about this either. So, you know, he's pretty consistent about the whole thing. It's odd to me when you're like, who cares about the WBC? But, oh, this one I'm into. Unless it's those reasons we gave earlier, the politics of it, the booing of the national anthem, the inferiority complex we have with hockey versus baseball. But Ian sounds like pretty consistent about it, where, hey, you're representing your country, good for you.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.